The President's Official Healthcare Plan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. For all the talk about healthcare changes and Obamacare, the White House is set to release its first actual proposal today. Here with the preview is Marketplace's Gregory Warner, joining us live from our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Gregory, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's in this thing?
Well, the printed document coming out on the White House website is going to have a lot of stuff. But there are early reports that one thing in there is that there's going to be a new power by the federal government to regulate insurance premiums. So, for example, when Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield recently announced they were raising their premiums by 39%, they'd have to get the federal government's permission to do that.
And what's the point of making this federal regulation?
Well, I think the point is to focus the healthcare reform debate back on something that everyone can agree needs fixing. And the second part of that is, well, how else do you bring down insurance premiums? You get more healthy people to buy into the system. And that brings us to a part of the Democratic platform that Republicans aren't happy about, that individual mandate to require everybody to buy insurance.
So healthy people, Gregory, will be forced to buy this insurance using the exchanges we've heard about?
Well, exactly. And if the exchanges kick in, people are going to shop for insurance, like going to the mall and choosing between vendors. And then, conceivably, there would be some market pressures at work. If Anthem Blue Cross is offering me 39% higher prices than the other guy, you know, I'm going to go with the other guy.
All right. Marketplace's Gregory Warner with us from our health desk in Philadelphia, WHYY. Gregory, thanks.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Let's check numbers. European shares are mixed right now. The FTSE's up about 0.25%. Everybody else down, though. Stocks were much higher in Asia today, about 2.5%. Wall Street last week, markets gained an average of 3%. The Dow closed Friday at 10,402. The UN releases a report today on a growing problem, e-waste. Discarded cell phones, computers, and other gadgets. Yeah, it's an issue right here in the United States. But as Ashley Milne-Tite reports, it could be an even bigger problem in the developing world.
Take India. The report says 10 years from now, the number of dumped computers there will jump 500%. And recycling often means handing your old gadgets off to a guy down the block. He scours the insides for valuable metals and trashes the rest. Rudiger Kuhl is with United Nations University, a UN think tank. He says many metals are in such high demand that we need to reuse them. But street recyclers end up extracting only small amounts from phones and computers.
And if you start calculating how much money you are wasting by not getting these valuables out of the equipment again, we are easily talking about several billions of US dollars each year ending up on landfills.
He says it's time to help poorer countries maximize the recycling of both metals and junk. That said, consumers also need to be educated. UN research shows very few Europeans recycle their phones. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By the New Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world. The revival of smart begins at hbr.org. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at microsoft.com/cloud services.
This week, we're likely to get more details about a bipartisan commission looking at the country's rising deficits. President Obama has made it a priority to try and rein them in. Yet even getting a group together has been consumed by politics. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us this morning to talk about those huge deficits. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
When was the last time we got rid of federal budget deficits, and how did that happen?
It was in the Clinton days, and what happened was that revenues came in much higher than people expected. The defense budget was starting to shrink. The guys in Clinton's shop actually knew something about markets, and finally there was gridlock in Washington because Republicans controlled Congress and didn't get to cut taxes. But they didn't let the Democrats increase spending, so things took care of themselves.
Okay, so today we have gridlock in Washington, but what do we do about the enormous deficits before us right now?
Well, gridlock now is not working to our advantage because there things were fundamentally okay. Now things are not fundamentally okay, and we're going to have to cut spending a lot, which I doubt we'll do, or increase revenues a lot with a value-added tax, a national sales tax, or something like that in order to make everything balance. And gridlock here is not our friend.
How do you get those items through?
Well, you'd like to think that maybe when push comes to shove, the people in Washington really are patriots and care about something other than getting themselves elected and will engage in shared sacrifice, which will be hitting people like me by reducing our Social Security benefits, by putting in this tax, by curbing spending, and by acting like we're a country instead of a collection of warring tribes.
Alas, Alan, they are politicians, though, in Washington, and there's a lot of posturing going on over the deficit. I mean, why should everyday Americans care about this?
Because we and our children have to pay the bill for this. And one day, if we are not careful, we're going to end up like Greece, whose problem is it owes a lot of money and in a currency it can't print. One day, if we are not careful, people in the rest of the world will not take dollars. They'll make us borrow euros or yuan or something that looks like a real currency, and it's going to be really, really ugly.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, the Atlanta Constitution reports some people think there's a James Bond wannabe running the city's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. During intense negotiations last June with Delta Airlines, Airport Chief Ben DaCosta left his spy pen that records audio on the conference room table. The device recorded everything. The airline then found the pen, listened to what it recorded, and called the city on it. Officials investigated and said DaCosta didn't intend to record anything, didn't do anything wrong. Delta accepted the findings and closed the matter. And for his part, DaCosta accused the airline of trying to steal his pen. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online at marketplace.org. Grab the podcast while you're there. Look at the latest business news of the day and share your thoughts with us, too. Inside the website, marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.